other people too?
Yes. I think so.
All right.
I'll get to Masterson right away.
I'm still hung up. I got Tom Mann to prove my statement. They can't locate Rusk. Bill Moyer has the feeling that by saying it, the disturbing signs, we might pull those three Communist parties together if we talk about the people trained outside seeking to gain control. We might drive them together. I have this feeling, Bob, if we don't take over that island within the next 24 hours or before the last man folds, we never will. I may be wrong, but if I am wrong, I want you to tell me.
Well, I don't think those sentences are critical to your speech, Mr. President. I think the speech or the statement is required whether you have the sentences in or not, and I don't think that they add very much to it, and they may cause a lot of controversy, which you could avoid by having some of the rest of us put those out. I've been going through all the press statements today, and there's running through it time after time, and from San Juan and from various places in the hemisphere, a statement that the Communists are associated with the rebels. So I don't think you have to be the source of that information. On the other hand, I don't fear what Bill does. I doubt very much that those sentences would push the Communists together, or the rebels and Communists together.
Well, what, would it antagonize liberals, you think?
I think so. I think you get more of the Clarks and the Pells and the Churches and the Fulbrights and that crew excited if you leave those sentences in.
CIA Cuba man tells me Havana has still taken off balance by this. If we give
Talk them louder, we can hear you.
The CIA Cuban man, Mr. Secretary, tells me that Havana still seems to be off balance as a result of this and caught by surprise.
As a result of what?
As a result of the rebellion and the communist ascendancy in that rebellion. Their hope is that we don't give some push to Cuba to try to get in there in a way they're not in there right now.
Well, I wouldn't think the sentences would do that, Bill, but I am in general agreement that they're not required.
And why do you think they would do that?
Why do I think that? Because it would make them think, it would raise their prestige and their status. The Cuban status. Because it makes us say publicly that we believe the communist in Cuba is behind this, although we don't say that explicitly. And so their stakes immediately are raised in the world market, because if they are defeated now, after this statement, then they've suffered a political blow. If we don't isolate them and spotlight them, then and we get out of this thing, they have lost anything.
Hear that, Bob?
Yes, I did. I don't quite share that reasoning, Mr. President. I think Cuba's got all the incentive it needs to do everything it can, and no matter what you say, they're going to push
all right,
to the utmost.
You go ahead and I'll get me this food stuff and get back on what they say.
Yeah, thank you.
And you haven't heard about the Marine yet?
No.
Well, you jerk up that apple and tell him we don't want to have to read about it 20, 30 minutes first here.
Let me say this. I don't have the details, but I do have a statement that we've suffered some casualties. We don't know how many.
Okay.
Right.